Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
I get size for the Christmas music. Love it.
I like that too.
I just think it's a pain in the ass to get all the ornaments and everything and all the crap
you just
out of your
like
attic.
Doing the work.
Yeah. Who likes it?
I've known you pretty much your whole life.
Yeah.
You're a pretty lazy person, generally speaking.
Sure.
You found a way to like pawn off most things on your younger brothers that you were supposed to do, like mow the lawn.
And yeah,
I think that's pretty much continued. I mean, you've talked about this week. You got a couple trees and you'd be cut down. Got your brother doing it.
I'm not going to do that.
I know, but it's an example.
Would you cut down your own tree?
And it, yes, I would. And it goes to it goes
dangerous.
It goes to your Christmas beliefs, because much like you don't like to drive to New Jersey. Did your wife drive the whole way to New Jersey?
I think we split. To be
honest, generally speaking, you pawn off a lot of responsibilities on the wife, and the wife does all the holiday stuff. She have no clue about the ornaments.
I'm a dream husband. Dream husband. All right, let's bang out some of these calls. You can talk about whatever you want. Doesn't matter. Christmas show, of course, is tomorrow, because then we start our cavalcade of vacations.
I'm off next week. I should have time to watch The Irishman.
Yeah, I'm off too. I have literally nothing planned.
I'm going to watch The
Irishman.
I'm
going to go to like high school hoops games all week. Maybe I'll go to a Maryland game. I don't know what to do.
Bickle,
I got nothing planned.
So Bickle and Flame are off next week.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's a two-man show, Cakes and I.
I think you and Cakes had like plans.
Yeah.
I just didn't have plans for any time, so I was like, just I'll be off whenever.
I'm going to the Bahamas.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to Florida, but in my next trip.
No. I just want to tell you up front, I'm going to the Bahamas.
Yeah, why are you? You know that you are reneging on that.
The last time he did that, by the way.
Reneging?
Yeah.
Hey, the last time you did that, you'll admit you did it on the down low because you knew that you owed us money if you ever went again.
Of course.
Yeah. So he got busted.
Why don't you just pay us?
But I figured someone would rat me out.
Why don't you just pay us?
Because I don't want to.
What did he say he would
pay us?
Do
you really need the money that much?
No, I don't know. I don't even, but it depends on how
it
much
it was like
you
an absurd
said.
Amount.
I think it was like
$500 a man.
$500 each?
I think so.
I'm sized.
Yeah. But there's just no chance. I don't have it.
Cakes made an absurd bet.
But his
paid
whole
us.
Thing was, but just, yeah, but just think about this, though. His whole thing was, forget about the bet. The bet was because he felt so strongly that he was never going to go again to the Bahamas, but now he's just going to cave every year again.
My kids like going.
Right.
This might be the last year we go, just because kids will be in college and you know breaks are different.
Yeah, right. No, I think you'll be able to do it.
Anyway, so I go on the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And I come back 23rd.
Right.
Kind of a short and sweet.
Yeah, that's really short.
Yeah.
I feel like your trips to the Bahamas are stressful, though, because you got to work off the trip, right? You like to go to the tables and you got to play a certain amount to get comped.
I usually get comped up front.
Do
they comp the meals? No chance.
No.
I just remember I went to
the only comps I get, I'll be honest with you, the comps I get are the rooms because...
Yeah, but that's a big comp.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
So I'll get casino rate on the rooms. Usually the rooms, let's just say at the Cove, which is the hotel we stay at, they're probably $750, $800 a night.
Yeah.
I'll get it for $150 a night.
Yeah, I went to the
But they're not
going to
comp any meals.
Yeah, yeah. But to keep getting the comps, you have to gamble your ass off.
A lot of it's Mooney.
For the future.
A lot of it's Mooney's
comp. Mooney's
comps. Because Mooney throws around dumb money.
I only went to Atlantis once, but I remember, and this was probably like 15 years ago, like a grilled cheese sandwich was like $25.
Oh, no,
and the food was unbelievable.
Yeah. No, it's
I went there to the Atlantis one time.
Right.
So I'm never going back.
Right. Hey, and then
it's
every year, they tack on more fees.
Yeah, I'm not going back.
So it's resort fee, then there's a tax. Then last year they tacked on, the government tacked on some sort of a vacation fee.
Right.
I mean, it's absurd.
Didn't the hurricane pummel the Bahamas? So it didn't
Not
pummel
Atlantis.
The Atlantis. But you would think that because of that,
that island.
They would have had some incentive, like cheaper flights. Didn't they build another place close
Bahamar.
To Atlantis that hasn't brought the prices down?
Bahamar, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how. I never looked into the Bahamar. I have no idea what the price contrast is.
Right. All right.
I'm sure it's nice.
I've been there. It's really nice.
Yeah. All right. Let's
it's just not as kid friendly. Bahamar's more for adults.
All right. Let's go. We're just going to go in order here. Let's go to Troy in Suitland. Hey, Troy. What's up, buddy? You're on the Junks.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing great. What's up, man?
Good, man. Well, I wanted to get you guys' opinion. I had two questions for you guys.
Yeah.
First question is, do you think about Dwayne Haskins?
Yeah.
Do you guys think that Dwayne Haskins has shown enough or passed the eye test for whoever the next coach is, come in here and will move forward with Dwayne Haskins as the starting quarterback and feel comfortable enough to keep Dwayne Haskins as a starting quarterback? Second question is, do you guys prefer an offensive-minded head coach who could kind of help Haskins mm-hmm. grow into the quarterback mm-hmm. they, you know, we all want him to be, or maybe a defensive head coach that, you know, just a kind of like a defensive head coach that to lead the team?
Right. All right. I'll start. I think the jury's still out on Dwayne. I do like what I've seen. And I've heard Chad complaining about it the last few days. Why is everybody saying they're seeing all these things? He's looking at the box score and the numbers are putrid. And he's right. I think the things that you're seeing in the growth of him, they're not things that you show up in a box score, right? You know, getting the team to the line of scrimmage. I mean, we heard that he was a mess. They couldn't even get to the line of scrimmage without delay of game penalties. And he couldn't read the Mike linebacker and all that stuff. I think mm-hmm. he's made steps and strides and all that stuff. I love the arm strength. I love his mobility. I think the jury's obviously still out, but I don't think any of that matters because I think there's going to be a mandate from Dan and Bruce, whoever they hire, that you have to work with Dwayne Haskins. I don't even think it matters he's shown enough.
I will answer. I would agree with Bickle. I think the jury's still out as well. Yeah. You're probably a little bit more optimistic than I am, but I'm willing to give him another year because you drafted him so high.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen what happened to Daniel Jones. I mean, Daniel Jones really regressed, certainly from the preseason and the first few weeks that he started to now.
Played a good game a couple weeks ago.
But if you just watch him play, he's just holding the ball way too long, throwing picks.
It's a hard position.
It's a hard position.
Yeah.
As far as the coach, I think I agree with you. I think they're going to hire someone, if it's a Rivera or someone who will say, yeah, we can work with Haskins.
Yeah.
McCarthy.
And whether it be offensive or defensive, I would always
want an offensive.
I always prefer an offensive.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Rivera's a defensive guy,
but everyone loved him.
I think Rivera would be a great hire. I think Rivera would probably be a great fit in New York if they fire Shurmur, and I think they will fire Shurmur. Now, I don't know. Mara, whatever, he's very patient.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he doesn't fire Shurmur. But if they did, I think they'd go after Rivera.
I don't think it matters if the head coach is offensive or defensive. If you get a defensive guy, as long as you have a decent offense coordinator, quarterback coach, that sort of thing. And I think you got to give the kid another year.
Yeah.
I thought
he improved this past game.
Yeah. I definitely. He definitely had his best game so far, even though it didn't end.
He's at least limiting the turnovers.
Let me just throw one out to you. What if the Skins are picking fourth?
Okay.
And Burrow would. I don't think Burrow would be on the board at that time.
Isn't everybody just assume he'll be one or two?
I'm just throwing out a hypothetical.
All right, go ahead.
And Burrow was there.
I guess.
What would you do?
Haskins beat out Burrow?
Beat him out
at Ohio State.
Yeah.
Beat him out.
I don't know.
I mean, look, I had Burrow on my college fantasy team. I watched him a lot this year, but it's also a system where they just put up tons of points.
Let me ask you this. What if Tua didn't get hurt? And Tua was sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be tempting.
I've always been a little bit wary of Tua. I don't know why.
I would
size
be too.
A little bit. Although I like Kyler Murray, so it's weird.
Yeah, but Kyler can run.
Yeah.
Tua's not a runner. But I'm just saying there's hypotheticals out there that you can see coming, and depending on who the coach is, they may be tempted.
Yeah, I think they'll definitely be tempted, but I think the mandate will be you have to work with Dwayne.
I still think that this last four games, we got four games left, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This last month, we'll see a lot from
Haskins. You not see Dwayne grow a lot over these last three or four games? I've seen a lot of growth. Like, he was really, really inaccurate 2 weeks ago. He was much better this week. I mean, he's still going to be inaccurate.
No, I would say he's getting better. I don't know if I would use the word a lot, but
I mean, he only had 13 completions.
Well, okay, but from when he first went out there and he threw four picks in his first two appearances to where he is now, you know, leading a comeback, two wins in a row,
okay,
managing the offense.
Leading a comeback
He just needed to move them 20 yards. Okay. Give him credit, he moved them 20 yards.
A lot of guys don't do it.
I think he had one completion.
Okay, but then the other, I think it was last, I think last week did he complete 7 of his last 9 throws?
Right, but just the bar's so low that we're hyping
up. The bar's low.
Look, I think he has improved, but he had 13 completions.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Paul in D.C. Paul, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, I totally agree with Eric on this Christmas thing.
Really?
My gosh, it's like, yes, you get off Friday. All of a sudden, you got to get down to ornaments. You got to get down the tree.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, it's Sunday. You spent all weekend doing it, and you got to go back to work. It's a pain.
You wasted your weekend. You know what? That's our Shark Tank idea.
You wasted your whole weekend, and you for 4 to 6 weeks. Then you got to do it all over again. Half the stuff don't work.
Yeah.
People give you stuff you don't
it's
even want.
It's all broken. Yeah, it's all
it's
junk.
Like, you
just
be
junk.
Kidding me.
No,
it's
here's our Shark Tank idea.
Have you always been like that, Mike?
It's Paul.
Oh, I'm sorry,
the
Paul.
Older,
Paul.
No, I haven't. But the older you get, it's like you got to do it again and again and again and again. And it's
you.
Like you go into Home Depot, and then all of a sudden your wife wants to buy the, oh, we got to buy this, we got to buy this. Next thing you know, you got $2,000 on a credit card.
Seems like, yeah, you're right. And it seems like every year I'm buying new lights. Why am I buying new lights all the time, new lights? Because the lights don't work.
Because it's impossible to find like the one that's
yeah, you never know
broken.
What you want. Yeah, it's just, it sucks. When my wife says to me, we're going to go get the tree this weekend. I groan. I mean,
really?
I try to avoid it. I try to just be busy.
Oh, really?
Because
just make something up.
Because you got to drive over there. You got to put the thing on top of the car, strap it in, take it off,
they do
carry
it for
in.
You.
No, but they don't do it in my house. And I got to come home.
Okay.
I got to take it off. Yeah. I got to get the gloves.
I must be real. Scissors, taking it off takes maybe 5 minutes.
It's heavy as hell. I don't know how you guys are all Incredible Hulks. It's heavy.
Oh, come on.
Pain in the ass to drag it through the door. You get the needles everywhere. The needles everywhere tilts me. And especially when it's dead by the time you lug it out.
You should see me with the hand vac.
Oh, I bet.
The thing is permanently attached.
But here's my Shark Tank idea. We should just start our own Christmas company, and we decorate people's houses. And we have our own set.
You think that's not out there already?
I have no idea.
Well, there are definitely people who go decorate houses.
Well, we have all the kit and everything.
They come out,
we have the
they
trees.
Put the lights on the outside.
Yeah, we have
do
everything.
All.
We just do it. Now, I would never do it, but I hire a bunch of donks to
I
do
guarantee
it.
You that's out there.
Is it?
It's got to be.
So then I need to hire that company because that's the worst part of Christmas is doing all the decorating.
It'd be worth it.
The work. I don't disagree with you that much.
Yeah.
But I think you're.
Now, once you do it, it's nice.
I'm exaggerating how difficult it is to take a tree off your car. It takes about 2 minutes. To get it inside the house.
Because then the knots on the strings, you got to get them off the van. It's
when are you getting your tree?
It's called scissors, EB.
No,
but they tie it all tight. You got to get the scissors in there.
5th? What's today?
I don't even
know.
Fifth. I'm getting mine on Saturday.
Okay, so you'll be on the 7th.
We haven't discussed it. I'll avoid the conversation.
He said he's just aiming for the 18th.
Oh, really?
Aren't you going on a vacation?
Yeah, I'm going to Florida.
Yeah, maybe we'll get one.
I'm telling you. One of these years we're gonna punt.
Maybe he can get the little silly from his mom, and that's it. Yeah. Put up like 10 decorations.
I don't believe that for a second.
I'm telling you, dude. The only thing I do like, and it's a pain in the ass, I like those little houses that JP's mom has gotten us through the years. So we have probably about
She's
10
got a million
or,
of those.
The gingerbread
those
houses. 12.
No,
not gingerbread.
No, they're like ceramic, and
they're ceramic,
and you make a little scene, and you put the snow.
Like
you put
town. The only thing missing is a train set. And I will say this. I got a weakness for trains. If I had a train set, I would be sized.
Look at the choo-choos going on.
I will say this. That's the kid in me. I like little trains.
Well, there you go. There's a Christmas idea for Bickle.
All right. It is open line
Next
Thursday.
Secret Santa. Get him a train set.
Presented by Window Nation. If you're searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time. And installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. We'll come back. Take more calls at 800-636-1067. Remember, coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll talk fantasy football with Dave Richards from CBS Sports. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're also live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We open up the show talking some college hoops.
Yeah.
Big win by the Terps against Notre Dame. They're off to a 9-0 start. I saw a graphic last night,
and it had when the Terps have started off the season like this, 8-0, 9-0.
Mm-hmm.
And outside of 1 year, they've had a deep run in the NCAA tournament every mm-hmm. time they've started a season like this. So definitely encouraging for Terps fans the way that they've started the season.
Well, they were very impressive last night. Took them a while. I mean, they struggled offensively in the first 10 minutes or so, but, you know, win by 20 over Notre Dame. And Notre Dame shot 29%. And I threw this out at the start of the show talking about their ranking, and I don't get into the rankings too much, but it's pretty cool if your team is ranked number one in the country. I believe that Maryland will be ranked number one in the country at some point sooner than later. And Chris Nockey actually just sent me a text. They have never been ranked number one in the country.
Yeah, somebody tweeted us that they've never been number one. Now, they did, of course, win a national championship.
Sure, sure.
So that is number one.
Yeah. But
well, they've knocked off a bunch of number ones. I think Gary knocked off six, seven, or eight number ones.
Absolutely.
In his tenure.
I saw something.
But they've never been ranked number one at any point in the season, the regular season. And I think they'll get there.
I saw something yesterday, and I hadn't paid attention to it the last 6 or 7 years. That I guess Maryland has never played Duke in the Big Ten ACC Challenge, and that Coach K is the one that's making it that way, that he still has sour grapes that the Terps left the ACC,
right,
and that he exercises a little sway.
Yeah, he's got the power.
And he sets it up. Like, that's kind of a joke. You'd think he'd play him at some point.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you're only going to see him in the tournament if they face each other.
Yeah.
I mean, those were some of the most fun times I've ever had going to Maryland Duke games back then.
Why is Coach K so? I mean, Maryland needed money.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, they needed the cash.
Programmed underwater.
Yeah, I mean, WEL said, you know,
nobody
wanted
to leave the ACC.
Yeah, they didn't want to.
Nobody wanted to. And I'm actually okay with it at this point. I'm totally fine with it, even though we get our asses beat in football and everything. I'm fine with it. I'm okay. I mean, I miss the Duke rivalry. I miss playing Carolina, you know, twice a year or whatever, but it's fine. Gotten used to it. You know, things change.
Things do change.
I miss Cole Fieldhouse. What are you going to do? You got to move on. Time to move on.
I prefer the ACC teams. There's just
a gun to my head, but at this point, I don't care. At this point, I'm totally locked in. I hate Michigan State pretty good. I built up some healthy animosities towards some of the Big Ten schools.
By the way, Michigan
State.
Coach
K beat Izzo again. I think he's 12-2.
He hammered him.
That's Izzo.
Yeah, he owns him.
Jeez.
Michigan State weren't they preseason number one? I think they were.
Yes.
And they're 5-3. They lost to Virginia Tech out in Hawaii. And then, of course, you just mentioned the Duke loss. They're 0-8 against the spread this year. They've been awful.
I don't know if they're five and three against the spread, but they're in that wacky pool where you had us pick three teams in the top 25 and three teams outside the top 25.
And that was one of your teams?
I've got Duke. I've got Gonzaga.
Was it good?
And I've got Michigan State.
Season's young.
It is.
They've had some drama, though. The guy's brother killed himself.
That's definitely
difficult to overcome that.
Yeah, but they had the huge injury to their guard. He hurt his foot again. He's been hurt for 2 years. It just kills him.
Well, we did open the show talking about Maryland with the big win. If you want to chime in on that, 800-636-1067. Georgetown got a nice win to improve to 5-3. They beat a 7-0 Oak State team, Mac McClung with 33, and a center who I had never heard of. Now, I don't pay that much attention to college hoops.
Yurt 7? I call him Yurt 7. You're talking about for Georgetown?
Yeah, Yurt 7.
Yeah, that's what I call him.
I don't remember him. He's a senior. But was he a big contributor last year? Did he play?
I don't remember. I don't remember how much
Yurt
of a contributor
7
he was.
Had 19 points last night.
Yeah, he's huge.
Yeah. So, nice win there if you want to chime in on that. Caps continue to roll. They are 21-4-5. 21-4-5 to start the year. John Carlson scored twice. He's got 11 goals in the year. They now have six players on the team with 10-plus goals already. So a lot of balances here, and Carlson's been on fire. They've got 47 points in the Metro. Second place is the Islanders, Barry Trotz's Islanders team, with 38.
Right.
Not even close.
I don't think Yurt 7 was there last year. I think he was a transfer.
Yeah, I don't remember him.
Yeah. I think he was a transfer. Maybe he went, I want to say NC State.
Did you see the story that so remember the Colin Kaepernick's workout? Obviously, we all remember that. What a disaster all that ended up being. But kind of an interesting subplot out of there. And Sam Fortier writes about it in the Post that one of the receivers that was there, Jordan Veazey, and ran some of the routes for Kaepernick.
Veazey,
yeah, he was just signed by the Redskins to their practice squad.
I saw
largely
that.
Based on that workout.
Yeah, so he credited that workout for his
yeah. How great is that? Richard Mann, I think, was a skin scout that was out there who I guess had scouted him coming out of college.
Yeah,
And I think he's been on the practice squad in the NFL three or four different times,
mm-hmm.
and maybe the Bills had just released him within the last few weeks. So he figured, I'm going to be running routes anyway. I think maybe his off-season home is in Atlanta or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm going to be running routes anyway. Might as well run them in front of scouts. And he drove the extra 2 hours or whatever to do it. And boom, 9 days later, he signed to the Redskins practice squad.
Good for him.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes, you are right. Yurt Seven was with NC State.
Yeah,
looks like he came via Turkey. He was suspended for a while because he played for like a Turkish professional team for a while.
Right.
Yeah, I remember him. I think I remember him from NC State. He was pretty good.
Of course, a lot of people are talking about LeBron James's walk
How
last night, his
that?
Travel. That you were looking at the ref wasn't looking at. Like, he was looking at him, and then he looks away, and then he just keeps walking.
I know, but they got three refs.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you miss
that? You just don't expect that to happen. He just had a brain fart.
Stop.
No, he certainly did, but three refs had a brain fart, too.
The Western Conference in the NBA, it's going to be really interesting, but it's going to be tough to stop the Lakers with LeBron, who's having an MVP-type year again, and Anthony Davis, who's having an MVP-type year. Those are two of the top five players.
Davis last night was 9 of 11 from the field.
No,
he's 26.
I watched a little of it last night, and Utah's a good team. Now, yeah. Utah didn't have Mike Conley. Not that he's this monster difference maker anymore, but they pretty much destroyed Utah.
Cool. Yeah. Beat them by 25.
Yeah. 19-3 right now, the Lakers 19 are.
19-3.
And remember, they completely missed the playoffs last year.
Yep. I mean, I think the Clippers.
They didn't have Anthony Davis. Team,
yeah. The Clippers with Paul George and Kawhi and Lou Williams off the bench, that's going to be a tough team to handle. And, you know, Houston might make noise with Westbrook and Harden, but. It's going to be tough to beat them. Denver's good, but they just beat Denver.
Yeah.
No, they're just on a roll. And no one's even paying attention. I mean, Luka's obviously having a great year, but no one's really paying attention to what LeBron's doing. He's having an unbelievable year again.
Yeah. Well, I heard some guys saying, yeah, that their MVP might still be LeBron.
Yeah.
Well, he may lead the league in assists. First time he's ever done that in his career.
It's crazy. Let's go to Mike in Waldorf. It's open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. Mike, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
I just want to talk about the Maryland game again real quick.
Yeah.
The shot from Aaron Wiggins at 3-point, and he knew it was going to be short, ran up, grabbed
the basket,
and dunked it.
That was unbelievable.
There was just numerous plays like that last night, and I'm like, this team is for real, or is Notre Dame not as good as people think they are? Like, it was unbelievable.
Well, I think it's a little combo. I mean, Notre Dame's good. They're solid, but they don't have the athletes.
No.
Maryland just has the athletes.
We're going to talk to Coach Turgeon, and he's scheduled to join us today at 9:40. I saw something in the article today. He was talking about how much they've practiced.
Yeah.
So the season starts earlier, but they've gotten together. I think he said something like 34 practices already as a team.
Yeah.
So
they're
ready to play teams and roll.
Eric and I saw it up close in person. I mean, their practices are so well run.
Oh,
they maximize every single second of a practice.
And there's so much enthusiasm that those guys have. The energy level coming out of there is insane.
Yeah.
It's really good. And I don't think they're anywhere near hitting their stride yet. You know what I mean? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think they're playing their best basketball yet. They're still figuring out. They're still filling out rotations and all that stuff.
Yeah, I looked
at so much talent.
Bench scoring, and you know, I know that they're deep and they played a lot of guys. There wasn't much from the bench. Like, the Twins didn't do much.
They're generally playing.
Yeah, they barely played.
Their iron for generally are Morsell, Wiggins, Ayala, Smith, and Cowan. Those are the guys that get 25 minutes plus per game.
I think Dante Scott's going to be a good player.
He's a big dude.
Yeah, he's a good player. Young. I think he's about 6'7", 6'8". I was really impressed with him. I certainly was impressed. In that practice we saw, he was really good.
I was impressed with Morsell. And Wiggins is a freak athlete. Jalen Smith, his body is just mind-blowing. He is Dwight Howard up in the shoulders, and he's got a little tiny little waist.
I think he's got about an 18-inch waist.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it. Never. They call it, like, when you go and get fitted for a suit, and they call that his drop is unbelievable from his shoulders to his waist.
I wonder if that's going to hurt him in the league, because you got to be strong down there.
Well, he's got to hold your ground.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're boxing those big, you know, you imagine him boxing Drummond out.
Right.
I mean, he'd drum and toss him around the court like he wasn't even there. I think that's going to hurt him a little bit in the league, but he's going to be a first-round pick.
Let's go to Billy, Falls Church. Billy, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jucks.
Hey, guys. Hey, I love your show. First-time caller. That's where I'd let you know, EB. I met a guy, actually a couple down in South Florida in Boca Raton.
Yeah.
I was there watching the Nationals-Dodgers game a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And this couple down there has a company. They actually decorate Halloween and Christmas decorations.
Right.
They make $6 to $7 million a year doing that.
See?
Of course. Those companies are all over the place.
So they come to your house, and they'll do all the decorating, and then they'll come a month later and take it all down.
Exactly.
Do they do interior decorating, too, or just out exterior stuff?
They do both.
Yeah. Yeah.
What they'll do is, and when I was talking to them about it, they were telling me $6 to $7 million a year, and I was like, I just didn't believe it. And then when they took me to the warehouse, and I saw like how legit it was, they had aisles of lights, aisles of wreaths, aisles
right.
of bows, all like crazy organized, all labeled, all color coordinated. Three cherry picker trucks out front, like the whole.
Think
like,
about
it.
How much would you pay for that
organization?
How much would you pay?
For just to not
someone,
do anything?
You don't have to do anything. You go to work, you come home, and your house is fully decorated.
I would feel kind of like a loser if I did that. Because I enjoy doing it a little bit.
Yeah, see, you like the process. Yeah.
I mean, believe me, I don't like carrying the boxes up from the storage room.
I would do what?
I would love it.
Yeah.
He said, how would you feel? I'd love it if somebody did it
no,
all
No,
for
I know, but how much would you pay? I'm not saying how much would you feel. I'd feel the same way.
Pay for it, yeah.
Would you pay $1,000 for that service?
No chance. No
200. Way.
Oh, well, you're not going to get it then.
Because I don't
200?
Really,
you can't even get the easy treasy.
I don't even decorate the outside, really. I put like one string of lights.
I don't need the outside decorated.
We have like a little snowman or something out there.
I just want inside decorated.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I'd pay. 500 for sure.
No chance.
Are you kidding? 500 for a month?
You
don't have to do it. You don't have to lift a finger?
My wife
but I don't have
my
that
wife
much
would not
decor.
Allow me.
Because
no
she gets ice to do it too.
She's no chance she would allow me to pay $500 to $1,000 to decorate the house. No. Wouldn't happen.
But you don't have to do anything.
She likes doing it.
Oh.
Yeah. I'd feel like a loser too, just watching her do everything.
No, you just go away and then come back and it's done.
There you go.
It's like, to me, it's no different than moving.
I wouldn't.
You know how moving's a pain in the
like
ass?
A loser.
To me, it's like moving. When you tell me it's time to decorate the house, I feel like well,
I mean, it's different.
It's like
I don't
want to thought of moving.
I don't want to do any landscaping in my house, so I pay for that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's money well spent because they do a great job. I don't want to do that. It takes forever.
Yeah.
But to decorate the house, nah. I'd feel like just a loser in life.
I would think you were a winner in life because you got to pay someone to do it. You didn't have to do it.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Remember, we'll talk some fantasy football at 8 with Dave Richard. Huge week for most leagues. It is playoff week number one in the fantasy football world. So we'll talk to Dave Richard at 8. Coming up next, go around the league with the Junkies Blitz. And I've been bullied into bringing it back. The debut of the JPPP next on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. We'll start talking some fantasy football at 8 o'clock with Dave Richard from CBS Sports. If you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067 is how you reach us. Right now, we'll go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz. Got a big game tonight, Thursday Night Football. Dallas Cowboys at 500, 6-6, take on the Bears, who are also 6-6. They've actually won their last two games. Mitch Trubisky coming off a 3-touchdown game. Did have a pick in that win over Detroit. But the Cowboys, this is huge. Of course, they've lost their last two. The Eagles have lost their last two. Eagles just a game behind them. You look at the Eagles schedule and the Cowboys schedule. The Eagles is an easier path to get into the playoffs. This is a big game for the Redskins dreamers, though, EB, because you need the Cowboys to lose out.
Mm.
And the Eagles, I believe, they can maybe win one game if you have your dream Redskins playoff scenario.
Right.
A huge game for Jason Garrett. There's been a lot of talk about his job security. Dak Prescott has had a pretty damn good year, 23 touchdowns, just 11 picks. But they need a big win in Chicago tonight.
100% they do. This is a huge game for them. Huge game for Garrett. I mean, if you look at the teams that the Dallas Cowboys have beaten, I mean, have they beaten any good teams? I don't think they have.
No, and, it's been disappointing. And the thing is,
I think the division winner.
Weren't they supposed to have a decent defense this year?
Yeah. I mean,
because they've got the number one offense.
And they got
in terms
away
of yards.
From the run kind of early in that game on Thanksgiving against the Bills. These are the wins for the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Giants, Redskins, Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles, Giants, Lions.
Yeah.
So the Eagles is the best win.
Losses. Saints, Packers, Jets, Vikings, Patriots, Bills. So all of the teams that they lost to are good teams. And
except the Jets.
Except for the Jets. I don't know how they lost to them. But the majority of those teams are going to the playoffs. If they don't beat the Bears.
But here's the thing about the playoffs.
I mean, they could still win the division, but I think Garrett's gone.
The Cowboys win their division. Somebody's going to win the NFC East.
8 wins.
You think they'll fire Garrett on Monday if they lose?
No. I think he'll be fired at the end of the year.
Well, I think everybody pretty much assumes that already.
Yeah. I'm just saying this will be the nail in the coffin.
But if they win their division, they get a home game.
That's kind of a joke. I mean, can you imagine if they hosted the Niners? They got to change that rule.
They could. They could go 7-9, win the division, host a playoff game.
Yep.
So unfair. They could be 8-8 and host a 13-3 team.
Didn't Seattle do that and then they won their home game?
Yeah. Well, that's the benefit.
Yeah.
They should change the rule.
I don't know. I know this sounds bizarre. I'm a lifelong Redskins fan. I kind of like it when the Cowboys are decent, though, because there's always drama. They're just always entertaining to me. So I enjoy when the Cowboys are in the mix.
All right, so Drab wanted me to do this yesterday. I'll do it today. I haven't done the JPPP all season long. You guys love to rip my choices. My number five team. I'm keeping the Chiefs, the Texans, and the Packers out. I'm still putting New England in there at number five. They do look to be a weaker New England Patriots team than the Patriots of the past. But if you look at it, they're two losses. At Baltimore, arguably best team in football, and at Houston, now they did. Certainly Tom Brady didn't look good, and the offense didn't look good. But I'm looking at that defense. They're going to be the two seed at worst in the AFC playoffs.
Correct.
So they're not going to play in the divisional round. They're going to have a home game, and they'll be one game away from the AFC championship. They've got the number two defense in the league. They've forced 18 turnovers this year.
Yeah, but they're trending in the wrong direction.
They
lost to the Ravens, kind of a squeaker, nondescript win over the Eagles, another squeaker over the Cowboys, and they lose to the Texans.
But if they've got a home
their last four games have been duds.
If they have a home game in the playoffs against the Texans, against maybe the Chiefs,
yeah.
Do you think the Patriots lose that home game, Bill Belichick? Time to prepare for those teams? Those teams will have played the week before?
It all depends on Brady and how well the offense looks. I just think that the Chiefs could go in there and win. They got to start looking better offensively, especially in the passing game. I mean, he's got nothing. If Edelman's not 100%, which he hasn't been the last few weeks, they can't move the ball through the air.
Yeah.
My number four team, I've got the Saints. They've won three in a row, but when you look at the Saints... Go back a couple weeks, they almost lost to Carolina, probably should have, and we just saw Carolina lose to the Redskins. Joey Sly pushed that field goal to the right with about a minute 20 left, and then the Saints got the ball back, tie game. Drew Brees did lead him down the field, give him credit, game-winning field goal by Will Lutz. But they weren't that impressive last week against Atlanta. They lost to Atlanta a month ago. They don't seem to be... firing on all cylinders.
And a huge game this weekend.
That's why I've got San Francisco ahead of them at number three. They play each other. We'll see what happens. Look at San Francisco. I was impressed even in the loss. Look, that game was right there for them against the Ravens. Look at point differential this year. They've outscored teams by 166 points. Their two losses this year in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost Seahawks. To Seattle. Close game, Seattle. 27-24.
Yep. Still play Seattle again.
They've got the number one defense in the league. They only allow 250 yards per game. They're number two in sacks. They've got 45 sacks on the season.
I'm just not sure I have faith in Garoppolo to go on the road. If they don't win the division, go on the road and beat the Saints. We'll see about this weekend. Beat the Saints in the playoffs. Beat the Packers in Lambeau. You know, they could probably beat Dallas or Philly, whoever wins the East. But go to Seattle. I mean, that's just tough.
It is.
They may be a wild card team, have to go on the road a couple times. That's going to be very difficult for them.
So number two,
Seattle. We'll learn a lot about them this weekend. By the way, they didn't travel home. They didn't go back to the West Coast after the game in Baltimore. They went down to Florida for the week They're playing in New Orleans this weekend.
So I've got Seattle number two. They, of course, get the big win this week. They've won five in a row. What's carrying them is their offense. They're number three in the league. They put up 390 yards per game. They won in San Francisco 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Big win on Monday night.
They score a ton of points.
1-5 straight.
So their offense is carrying
I just feel
them.
Like that they're always... I mean, the defense just has leaks. And I feel like they just give up points.
They do.
And they play real close games.
But they have Russell Wilson.
They have Russell Wilson. I know.
Russell Wilson, who will finish second in the MVP to Lamar Jackson, the number one team, obviously, the Baltimore Ravens. You look at, they've won eight in a row. You look at some of their wins. They've beaten the Patriots this year, beat San Francisco. So they've beaten the best teams. Even in a down game, Lamar does enough. And maybe it wouldn't have been that close had Lamar not fumbled his first fumble of the year.
And is the number this week, Drabby, a sucker pin? Seahawks at the Rams. It's basically a pick'em game. It's the Sunday night game. Seahawks been playing much better than the Rams the last month. Only a pick'em? Is Vegas tempting you to say it's a sucker pin? Go take the Seahawks?
Well, they don't know.
Well, they set the line.
Seahawks always struggle against the Rams. Doesn't matter.
It's the sucker pin, I think.
Yeah.
Plus, I think the Rams just pummel them all the time. Had a huge game.
Yeah, but the Goff had a good game last week, but he's been so inconsistent.
Yeah, but
and now McVay is saying, all right, I got to give the ball to Gurley more. Yeah. We'll see.
So anyway, that's the JPP. Patriots 5, Saints 4, Niners 3, Seahawks 2, and Ravens 1.
Pretty strong 5, considering I feel like the Patriots might be the weakest of the 5.
Yeah, I mean, I just find it hard. Look, the Patriots are 10-2. It's hard to put the Chiefs or Texans ahead of them.
Yeah.
They're a couple games behind. They're going to be playing on the road in the playoffs. You know, you can make an argument, put the Packers in there maybe.
Right. What do you make of...
That would be right on the outside.
What do you make of Tim Ryan's comments that the reason why Lamar has been so successful is they can't see football with his dark hands?
Well, in that particular game, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he meant to be racist.
He didn't,
but it comes off,
but I don't think he meant to
be. In 1979, you could say that, but in 2019, you can't. I don't understand why that even comes into your mind.
I don't even know what you're thinking.
Before you say it, aren't you thinking, oh, I probably shouldn't say this?
Well, the thing is, I don't think he meant it to be racist.
He was
trying to make
an eloquent
point. I think it's a
bad observation, by the way. I don't think it's a good observation.
The dark hands and a dark football and everything,
you
just can't see.
I think that's bogus. I just think he's so fast, and you see a lot of quarterbacks
good at
do it. Look, cameras get fooled all the time.
Yeah.
The cameras, a lot of times, they'll follow the running back, and the quarterback's gone the other way.
Yeah.
And those sometimes are white quarterbacks.
I don't know if
he's just
right
really
wrong.
Good at it.
I don't know if he's right or wrong. I mean, he was a defensive player, but before you say something.
Especially with race involved. Yeah, you got to be so
careful. As he's saying it, is he thinking to himself, man, I probably shouldn't have said that?
Well, because I don't think he had an evil intent.
Yeah.
You know, he was trying to make this unique observation, you know, but it just came off bad.
It did.
He's been suspended.
It's like a top story on ESPN.
Yeah. We're going to talk some fantasy football. Now is your chance. You got lineup questions for your fantasy football playoffs. Dave Richard from CBS Sports will join us next. You can call us at 800-636-1067.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.